Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And well, Foyer, I think this will be the offseason of unprecedented quarterback movement.
Okay, even more, because last year felt like Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, who else? There was somebody else. Maybe
all,
there wasn't.
All trades.
But okay, but still movement. The I still
free,
feel like
because the
still
free
movement.
Agent group is really going to be where it's at this year when you think of Tom Brady, Derek Carr, yep. Lamar Jackson. I mean, even just those three guys right there, you're talking about the GOAT, a former MVP as much as I don't love the guy, and a dude in Derek Carr who's been a 9-year starter that a lot of teams around the NFL would be like, hey, listen, I could do worse than that cat, let alone what. Hey, here's another one. Baker Mayfield. It's another guy who's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
Now, I know
he's
why.
Less sexy than the rest.
Daniel Jones is another one as well.
That's a different category.
All right, but these are the cats that we're basically going to be talking about. They're all going to get on their horses. They're all going to get on the carousel. They'll play the nice music. And then guys are going to hop off. Thank you, Terp. There we go. Every quarterback looking for a job, hop on the quarterback carousel.
Hey, where would you like to go, son?
We don't know where you'll end up, but it'll be somewhere better than you've been. Hop on here. Oh, Jared Lorenzen. Oh, no, he's dead. I was trying to think of a fat quarterback.
What did they call him? The round mound of offense or something like that?
I don't know.
The former Kentucky
hefty
quarterback.
Lefty.
The hefty lefty.
Yeah.
What a great nickname.
For you larger quarterbacks, you can be seated, but the rest of you skinny fats like Fourier, you can hop up on a horse. All right,
let's go.
So the carousel is going round and round and round.
Nobody knows.
Tom Brady goes from Tampa to
the booth.
Done.
The booth. I'm on record with this. I feel like chasing it is just a waste of time. I mean, I do have like a if he doesn't go to the booth team, which I will give you also.
But your official prediction
I think $37 million a year to call games for Fox. First of all, it looks like Greg Olsen's pretty good at it. Former tight end.
Olsen's really good.
He's really good at it. So if I'm Tom Brady, I'm like, oh, geez, I'm going to be the new number one, and that guy's really good at it. Maybe I should wait a little bit. No, but it's $37 million, I think, a year that they're going to be paying him. So, yeah, I think the booth is where it's at. I think the booth is where he should go.
I say he's going to San Francisco because San Francisco is about to lose to Philly this weekend, and then they're going to be like, okay, let's stop messing around and get the guy we really wanted in 2017. Garoppolo will be out the door. Brady will be in. You know what's interesting, though? Brady was looking at private schools in Miami. So, of course, everybody was like, oh, this means he's going there. He and his now ex-wife bought property on I think it's called Billionaire's Row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's exclusive down there.
Yeah.
They're building a house.
They got a gate inside a gate.
So, again, let's not go down the road of the whole, well, he's selling this and he's buying that. And you know what rich people do? They buy and sell real estate. They invest in real estate. In theory, get a plot of land, build a house on there, sell the house, make a profit.
So
not hard.
So
everybody ties all these things together.
No, and
Brady.
I don't look at it like that. I look at it from the point of view of the 49ers, and I would say if he doesn't go to the booth, okay, let's say like I'm wrong about that, and he decides to play, I think the team is actually Tennessee. personally. I feel like the team is Tennessee. There's a better understanding and a better relationship and a better, like, old guy offense with Tennessee than it would be San Francisco.
I need to ask you a very, and I am not clowning, because I know you know both of these guys and you know them well. What about the dynamic of Brady being coached by a former teammate?
Yeah, that one is, because that was, I wouldn't say, I guess contentious is the only word I could use, but it's not like there was hatred, but it was mouthy and wordy. You know, like the back and forth
they
between
were
those guys.
Antagonistic
oh,
towards
yeah, sure.
each other.
Better. Contentious right. is the wrong word.
But it's not like they're not friends.
No, buddies. Love each other.
But
they're great friends.
It
yes.
was immense ball busting to now it is the, by the way, is Brady older than Vrabel?
No.
Okay, so Vrabel a tad older.
Yeah, a tad older. I would say that it is interesting because how would that dynamic work? We're buddies. We've done a lot of the good things together. I got to coach. Maybe I got to bench you. Maybe like the cliff happened on my watch and they already let go of my GM and I got to put somebody else in
there.
See,
I don't know. Brady wants to be in a position like that. That's a tough one.
I know. Well, I mean, listen, it is interesting. You're right, because you could ruin that relationship for life.
Uh-huh.
For life.
Yep.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's not worth the risk. That's why I go.
Plus, if they fired the GM, might they be a step away from firing the coach?
Well, the new GM, yeah.
And if you're, say, 4-4 and Brady's not the problem, and then here is.
I do think that's an issue.
Insert whom here.
Yeah, but I don't think San Francisco, because you would have to find a similar situation like Tampa. A team, but the 49ers are too good. You need to find like an undervalued,
when they
depressed asset. The Tampa Bay Bucks were buy low. Oh my God, unbelievable return on investment.
Right, and if
that's not San Fran,
but if Brady's hometown team can't get it done, and the guy that Bill Belichick brought in to replace you is the dude that got you to within 3 minutes of winning a Super Bowl, and it didn't happen.
There is some.
What a delicious
right.
way. Because, again, my theory going all the way back to 2017, Bill Belichick traded Jimmy Garoppolo there because that was Brady's football mistress. And now she's sitting on the edge of the bed. Looks a little older.
Finally
sitting
free.
On the edge like Kim Cattrall in Sex and the City, sitting on that end of the bed just being like, come on, here we go.
So I will say this. So if you want that storybook ending, that romanticized like ending, like with Brady at the, you know, the Dwight Clark catch game, right, where he's at that game with the number one finger. He always tells the story. He just wanted that foam number one finger. If you really want that type of ending and you want your parents at every single game,
there you go.
Let's full circle this. Then, yeah.
Give me two for 50.
Okay.
It's less than where they were.
Yeah.
And bingo,
with a team
bango.
Option after the first year.
What you want to hear coming up in 15 minutes, vote Gresh Fourier, WEEI on Twitter. Or you can hop in the Twitch chat right now, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and vote for what you want to hear between the terrorizing turkeys and the doomsday talk. All right. So off of Brady. Foyer, we get on the carousel again. Jimmy Garoppolo goes from San Francisco to
the New York Jets.
Ooh.
You go to Robert Saleh. He was on that staff. I feel like these guys, they want that relationship. Hey, listen, I drafted this guy, Zach Wilson. He kind of fast-tracked our relationship. I don't trust him. He's a triple D, and not in a good way. Okay, he's dumb, douchey, and what was the other D? I can't remember. Dumb, douchey.
No,
dopey.
Was it?
No, it's dopey.
Dopey,
dopey,
douchey,
dumb,
and
douchey. Yeah, good. So he's got the triple
dopey,
D effect. Triple D effect. I think that's, listen, let me bring you in. I know you. You know me. I know what you're capable of doing. I've watched you. I was there for a long period of time. Yeah, that's the answer to their problems.
When Brady goes to San Francisco, he will leave Vegas at the altar, and they'll just turn around and grab a bridesmaid and Jimmy Garoppolo, and they'll saddle up and ride. Garoppolo knows the system. Of course, McDaniels is familiar with the guy. Easy peasy for Garoppolo to walk in. And there you go. Right away, I got somebody who knows what's going on.
So you got Garoppolo going to
Vegas.
Okay.
And I got Brady going to San Francisco. Mm. Lamar Jackson goes from Baltimore to
Baltimore. He's not leaving. They're going to – they'll just franchise him. They'll just franchise him. It's that easy, and they can do what the the former Washington Redskins team did with Kirk Cousins. They'll franchise him. They'll franchise him. They won't make any long-term commitment. They'll have him, what, for 5, 6, 7 years? And then they'll let him sign someplace else. That's the most realistic, best option for the Baltimore Ravens. Not bringing somebody else in. It's Lamar Jackson.
As much as I think Baltimore is ready to move on, I'm with you. Baltimore is going to get, in my opinion, stuck with Lamar another year. They're going to franchise him, I think, with the intent of trading him. I really do think so. And I don't think they're going to find a trade partner, in part because I think the franchise tag will be $34 million. What you're doing is you're telling a team, here's the floor. Now, again, if you're going to go get Lamar Jackson, you're probably thinking $40 million a year anyway. You got to be comfortable with that, which I wouldn't be. But I think Baltimore is going to get, as I would put it, stuck with him. Derek Carr goes from Las Vegas to
Carolina.
Wow.
He's going to Carolina. Cross-country trip. I feel like you're going to get a new coach. You already have some good pieces. Your defense is strong. You made a good – you played really well with an interim coach. The one thing that they're missing is a quarterback. They'll pay you, too. Now, they may draft a guy. He may have to sit, but they will pay you a lot of money. They will.
What a say. So, go from Las Vegas, where they pushed him off the plank at the end, to Carolina to put himself in the exact same situations that Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield were in.
But he's better than either one of those guys.
Oh, listen.
He's better.
That's why he's going to end up a New York Jet.
Ooh, okay.
Derek Carr to the Jets makes a lot of sense. They need leadership. When you look at that.
Christian leadership.
When you look at that, well, praise God. Whatever he worships, they need a little bit of that guy in that building. Okay. That is a team that screams for a Garoppolo or a Derek Carr. I need somebody to be able to walk in who can play the game, who I don't necessarily have to worry about in terms of the off-field stuff or that he's going to have a sad or that the guy's just going to, like, listen, I get it. Derek Carr will throw it into coverage every once in a while. But at least he'll make some plays and do it a little more responsibly than what Zach Wilson was doing.
Yeah, I look at it as I guess you just throw away Zach Wilson as just damaged goods. You know, he becomes that quarterback like so many before him.
He's Ryan Leaf. He's Jamarcus Russell.
No, the UCLA quarterback that was in the first round.
Oh, Josh Rosen. All those guys.
He's Josh Rosen.
Put him in the same wagon.
Yeah, that's who he is. 2 years, you got a little sniff. They realize nobody likes you because you're a triple D. And sure enough, they're going to replace him.
All right, now, I'm breaking my own rule a little bit for this next carousel one because this guy does have 1 year left on his contract. Matt Ryan goes from Indianapolis to
the booth. He's done. Nobody's going to keep him. They're going to bring everyone, who is it? Frank Wright, who brought him in, is gone. Everybody is gone who was the offensive coordinator. They're all gone. All those guys that bet on him are all gone. He did not play very well. He is Dunsky. He's already kind of showing you what he's going to do. He's making the rounds on CBS and Fox and ESPN and all. That's where he's headed. He's headed that way. And Indianapolis is going to start all over again like they've done so many times before. Unless, and I don't think you're even going to mention this guy's name because it wasn't on the list. Because my next carousel, disruptor.
All right.
My carousel disruptor.
Here's the guy that's going to be waiting in line for a horse to get on.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers. That's my carousel disruptor. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it's a long shot. There's something about that relationship that really cries out, it's probably best if we both go our separate ways.
I think Matt Ryan is the perfect victim to end up in Carolina under what you said.
You're just doing the same old thing.
They have this. Yes. And that's what they'll do because they're going to draft a young guy and they'll need the 1 year veteran stopgap. And let's see who gets that job. If it's Sean Payton, right. Maybe not so much, but I think they're going to go. I don't really know who Carolina is going to go with. A lot of people are trying to match up Peyton and Tom Brady in Carolina, which, okay, I'd at least listen to that. But no, I think someone like a Matt Ryan ends up in Carolina. Now, how about this one? Because this guy is going to be either a backup somewhere or a starter on a bad team. Back on the carousel, Baker Mayfield goes from the Rams to...
Man,
I got a team.
Okay, you got a team because I don't have a team for him.
So hold on,
I'll let you go first.
You just want to? I was gonna say
because
I
have an idea, but I'll let you go first on this one.
Because
he literally is just nobody's really committed to him long term at all. Like zero commitment. We are just this is a spring fling. I'm just gonna have as much fun with you as soon as we're each tired of each other. Like we're gonna bail. Nobody's buying a house. Nobody's putting their kids in school there. If you're married, your wife's staying at your original home.
I'm torn between maybe him going to Indy as they keep their sort of deal up of let's get a veteran. Maybe they just keep Matt Ryan. I can see Baker Mayfield in Houston. You're
back
gonna,
in Texas,
you're
huh?
going to have a – there you go. That's what it is. Texas boy comes home. We're going to draft whomever, one or two. Maybe this person isn't ready to play right away. How do we kind of massage it? You know what it is? It's akin to, I thought Carolina last season did some creative tanking. They brought in Cam Newton. Everybody in Carolina thinks Cam Newton can still play. He stinks, but he's a fan favorite. So the people in Carolina didn't hoot on them while they were setting themselves up to get a high pick last year. Houston, they need some goodwill. Got to bring home a Texas guy. Hey, listen, case this young quarterback either ain't ready or whatever. I know we got Davis Mills, but we got Texas's own Baker Mayfield.
Oh, man.
And he'll headbutt you without a helmet on. Oh, isn't that awesome? Look how tough he is.
Gus Frerotte, ladies and gentlemen.
Geez. I just, you know, that is the one. The other one that I left out.
You think Mayfield's just going to be a backup somewhere, right?
He kind of has to be. He's not a starter.
Fair
enough.
You
know he is. He's
a more polished version of the dude who played in Missouri who's been a backup forever in L.A.
Oh, Blaine Gabbert?
Thank you. Okay. No, Blaine Gabbert. The other one, the chubby one.
He's always on NFL Network after his games.
Andy, I think he's in L.A. Chargers right now.
Yeah, he backs up Justin Herbert.
Chase Daniel?
Chase Daniel. I blanked on the name.
But I would say what Baker Mayfield turns into is basically a threat.
Yep.
So, and it's like a walking, talking reminder of what happens to you if you screw up. Hey, so I'm going to keep you accountable. I'm going to keep you focused. I'm going to play him. This guy will jump in at a minute if you're not doing your homework. I would even say you could throw him in a place like Arizona. Throw him in a place like Arizona. You don't like the way Kyler Murray's doing. You don't like his attitude. Okay, I'm going to put in the guy that preceded you at Oklahoma that also won the Heisman Trophy before you. Feel like that is – he's basically a mercenary now.
Right.
I have a coach. I want to scare my young quarterback. He's not doing what it takes, but I also want to make sure if I do have to, you know, I want to, you know, make good on my threat, I need to put you in.
We have a texter who sent this in 11 times. Carolina drafted Matt Corral in the third round last year. Great. The guy who picked him ain't there. What does it mean? Nothing. Daniel Jones goes from the Giants to...
He's got to stay. He's going to stay. He's going to stay.
We're sharing a brain.
Yeah, he's going to stay. Brian Daboll, he'll... He's become a better player.
It's, you know what it is? They're going to get him at, I think, half the franchise tag. 1 year, $15 million. Cut the number down. Now, I know it's more than what he made last year.
Prove it again. Yeah.
Yep. Prove it again.
Become a better player. Do the whole thing that Josh Allen did.
And the thing with Daniel Jones, quickly here, because we do have to get to what you want to hear, is who's going to offer Daniel Jones good money? Who's going to say, oh, that guy's got to be my starting quarterback?
No. He's no one. Stay, and he knows if he stays one more year, they sign up to a 15. His next contract will be the monster.
Agreed. And that's where you want to be because with this group, you got Brady and Garoppolo and Lamar and Carr available. Mm-hmm. Everybody lined up to have those guys before Daniel Jones. So there you go on the quarterback carousel here with Gresham Fauria.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.